Chase had just returned to his jail cell after a short and sweet conference with Detective Story in the county jail's meeting room. He couldn't believe what he'd just heard. Detective Story told him the news. Rebecca had gotten her memory back and was ready to turn state's evidence. She would tell the jury that Chase pulled out two guns, shot Jennifer with one and Rebecca with the other. Story stuck his finger in Chase's chest as he told him he was going down for first-degree murder. He tried to sort out the feelings in his head. Why would Rebecca lie? Was she in love with Bat? Did she blame him for being shot by Jennifer? Was she still angry over the incident in bed with the cordless drill? Then it hit him. It hit him like a Mike Tyson knockout punch back before he started biting people's ears off. Detective Story was lying. Although Chase hadn't talked to Rebecca since being arrested, he knew she would never lie to send him to prison. She loved him. This single thought made him feel all warm and fuzzy, like when you see a Cub Scout help an old lady across the street, or when you're watching one of those touching TV commercials from the Mormons. She loves me, he said to himself again. There was no denying this. So the only alternative was that Detective Story was lying. But why? Because Bat had paid him off, he thought. He probably paid them all off. But he couldn't pay off Rebecca. She didn't care about the money. She only cared about giving Chase a child and then living the rest of their days in a tract house in Garland, Texas, next to an outlet mall. She was his only ally. And that's the first time Chase Manhattan thought about breaking out of prison. The thought was fleeting, like kids running from a neighbor's porch after lighting a bag of dog poop on fire. But the seed had been planted. He would break out of jail, sneak into the hospital, and get Rebecca. And the two of them would run. They would run until no one was chasing them, however long that took. And then they would bask in their love for each other in some exotic country, living on dead insects and sewer water. He would have to do it soon. If Rebecca was not cooperating with their evil little plan, they may have plans to harm her, or worse. There was no time to waste. Even though security in jail was tighter than OJ's glove, he was breaking out tomorrow. There's gonna be a jailbreak, baby. He closed his eyes and went to sleep on his stomach.